This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and Guatemala have signed a so-called safe third country agreement that requires migrants who cross into Guatemala on their way to the United States to apply for protections in the Central American country. VOA's Steve Harmon reports.
With President Donald Trump looking on, the agreement was signed by Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan and Guatemalan Interior Minister Enrique Degenhart. Trump was asked by VOA News what was the breakthrough that led to the agreement after threats of retaliation by the U.S. president.
We just get along, and they're doing what we've asked them to do, and I think it's going to be a great thing for Guatemala. They don't want these problems either.
The path to implementation of the plan is unclear. Guatemala's constitutional court has ruled that any such agreement, which is widely criticized in that country, will require legislative approval. Steve Harmon, VOA News, at the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday handed President Donald Trump a victory by letting his administration redirect $2.5 billion approved by Congress for the Pentagon to help build his promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The conservative majority court voted 5-4 with the court's liberals in dissent to block in full a ruling by a federal judge in California barring the Republican president from spending the money. The lower court had ruled that Congress did not specifically authorize the funds to be spent on the wall project, fiercely opposed by Democrats and Mexico's government. In a highly unusual move, Trump had declared a national emergency in a bid to fund the wall without congressional approval, an action that Democrats said exceeded his powers under the Constitution and usurped the authority of the Congress. This is VOA News. The Turkish government says Russia has completed delivery of the first shipment of Moscow's S-400 missile defense system, which has been a point of contention with the United States. The announcement comes as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan confirmed his commitment to use the system next year, while reaffirming his commitment to deepening ties with Moscow. In a televised speech, Erdogan said he hopes to begin using the S-400 system by April of next year. The S-400 purchase led to Turkey's exclusion from buying America's latest F-35 aircraft, NATO's newest stealth fighter jet. The White House has said the F-35 cannot coexist with a Russian intelligence collection platform that will be used to learn about its advanced capabilities. President Donald Trump is responding to moves by Democrats in the House to continue their investigations against him. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler says Robert Mueller's testimony strengthened their case.
He showed that the Trump campaign both welcomed and benefited from this attack on our country. And he showed that the president repeatedly lied to cover it up.
President Trump says all they want to do is impede, investigate, go fishing.
These people are clowns. The Democrats are clowns.
The president says this is making the country look bad.
It's bad in our relationships with other countries, including Russia. There's no reason we shouldn't get along with Russia.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says despite some criticism within her party, she is in no rush to push for impeachment. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Federal regulators are approving T-Mobile's $26.5 billion takeover of rival Sprint in a settlement that would create three giant cell phone companies. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The deal will also require a judge's approval, but combined, Sprint and T-Mobile would approach the size of Verizon and AT&T. Regulators had rejected the takeover during the Obama administration amid concerns it would lead to higher prices and job cuts. But the companies appealed to President Trump's desire to win the global 5G race with China, saying bulking up will mean a better next-generation 5G wireless network than they could make on their own. The approval by the Justice Department and five states' attorneys general comes after Sprint and T-Mobile agreed to conditions that would set up satellite TV provider Dish as a fourth wireless company. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A record-breaking day on Wall Street with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow was up 0.19%, while the S&P rose 0.74%. The NASDAQ gained 1.11%. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.